听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 11, Eating the Right Things. Part 1, Getting Ready. A. The following words and phrase will appear in this unit. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Excessive. 2. Deficiency. 3. Efficacy. 4. Caffeine. 5. Decaf. 6. Obesity. 7. Kebab. 8. Polystyrene. 9. Organic food. 10. Yogurt.
B. Before listening to this extract from a lecture, listen to some words. Make sure you know their pronunciation and the meaning. After listening to the lecture, make proper ticks to show what nutrients each food contains.
Carrot, liver, date, rose hip, molasses, lentil, citrus fruit, carbohydrate, protein, vitamin, mineral, calcium, iron, iodine.
The primary consideration in achieving a balanced diet is not how much or how little we eat, but what we eat. Basically, we need carbohydrates, protein, fat, vitamins, and minerals, together with regular but not excessive exercise. Carbohydrates are found in foods such as bread, potatoes, and sugar. They are excellent energy producers, but if eaten to excess, may be largely converted to fat. And a reduction in the amount of carbohydrates or starchy foods is one of the obvious ways to reduce weight, since most of us eat too much of them anyway. Protein, found in meat and cheese, is used for tissue building. And in the developed countries, most people eat about 110 grams daily, which is a good deal more than the recommended minimum of 70 grams a day. This is the material most needed for growth. Animal fats, e.g. butter, are also good sources of energy, but are sometimes held to cause increased cholesterol levels in the blood, which may lead to fatty deposits in the arteries, and are therefore best avoided by people suffering from certain forms of heart disease, the vegetable fats being recommended as a substitute. Vitamins are another essential requirement for health. There are about 40 known vitamins, but the most generally referred to are A, B, C, D, and E. Deficiency of vitamin A, found in carrots, rose hips, liver, etc., is alleged to affect the vision and the skin and reduce resistance to infection. Vitamin C, present in nearly all fruit, particularly oranges and other citrus fruit, has come to be regarded as particularly effective in the prevention of colds and low energy states. And claims have recently been put forward regarding the efficacy of large doses of vitamin C in the treatment of certain mental illnesses. Among the minerals we need, the most important are calcium, iron, and iodine. Milk is one of the richest sources of calcium, which helps to build our bones and our teeth. Lack of iron in the blood produces anemia, and children and others suffering from anemic conditions are generally advised to increase their intake of iron, which may be found in liver, lentils, molasses, and dates, among other foods.
C. You are going to hear a dialogue. Supply the missing words.
How about a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I don't drink coffee.
Why not?
I am trying to cut down on my caffeine consumption.
Caffeine consumption? I can't do a thing until I've had my morning cup of coffee.
Caffeine is just the beginning. I used to drink coffee until I read that it contains 393 chemicals, including tannins, caramelized sugar, and carbon dioxide.
No way. You're pulling my leg.
I'm dead serious.
I think I'm going to switch to decaf.
Even decaf contains a small amount of caffeine. A recent article in USA Today has linked heavy coffee drinking with heart trouble. It's said that persons who drink more than 5 cups a day have an increased risk of heart attack and death.
But I thought Americans loved their coffee and cappuccino.
We do. The USA drinks more coffee than any other country, and Americans love their caffeine. But most people don't realize how addictive and dangerous it can be. Caffeine is rapidly absorbed in the body, appearing in all tissues and organs within about 5 minutes. By the way, how many cups do you drink a day?
Okay, I'm swearing off coffee. So how about Coke?
Are you kidding? Coke has twice as much caffeine as coffee. Moreover, it's not just the caffeine, but the amount of sugar that's in soft drinks. All that sugar and caffeine can't be good for you.
You're turning into a real health fanatic, you know.
I just want to take care of myself. Maybe you should start being more health conscious.
Then how about a walk in the park?
I thought you'd never ask.
Part 2. Health food. A. The following words are used in a mini-talk. Listen to the words first. Study the definitions carefully.
1. Sweetener. 2. Additive. 3. Fertilizer. 4. Insecticide. 5. Hormone. 6. Allegation. 7. Toxic. 8. Antioxidant. 9. Antifungal. 10. Moldy.
B. Now listen to the mini-talk. While listening for the first time, take down key words in the notes column. After the second listening, complete the following chart.
Health food is a general term applied to all kinds of foods that are considered more healthful than the types of foods widely sold in supermarkets. For example, whole grains, dried beans, and corn oil are health foods. A narrower classification of health food is natural food. This term is used to distinguish between types of the same food. Raw honey is a natural sweetener, whereas refined sugar is not. Fresh fruit is a natural food, but canned fruit, with sugars and other additives, is not. The most precise term of all, and the narrowest classification within health foods, is organic food, used to describe food that has been grown on a particular kind of farm. Fruits and vegetables that are grown in gardens that are treated only with organic fertilizers, that are not sprayed with poisonous insecticides, and that are not refined after harvest, are organic foods. Meats, fish, dairy, and poultry products from animals that are fed only organically grown feed, and that are not injected with hormones, are organic foods. In choosing the type of food you eat, then, you have basically two choices. Inorganic processed food, or organic, unprocessed foods. A wise decision should include investigation of the allegations that processed foods contain chemicals, some of which are proven to be toxic, and that vitamin content is greatly reduced in processed food. Bread is typically used by health food advocates as an example of a processed food. For instance, the grain is sprayed with a number of very toxic insecticides. Later, a very toxic antioxidant is added, a butter-like yellow dye. Finally, an antifungal compound is added to keep the bread from getting moldy. Other foods from the supermarket would show a similar pattern of processing and preserving. You see, we buy our food on the basis of smell, color, and texture, instead of vitamin content, and manufacturers give us what we want, even if it is poisonous. The alternative? Eat health foods, preferably the organic variety.
C. Now listen to the mini talk again. Answer the following questions with the help of the above notes. Part 3. Fast Food Survey. A. You are going to hear a market survey on fast food. While listening for the first time, add more key words in the notes column. After the second listening, complete all the questions.
Excuse me, do you mind answering a few questions?
No.
Firstly, do you ever eat fast food?
Yes, I do.
What kind of fast food do you normally eat?
Burgers, sandwiches, sometimes like a pizza or kebabs.
Oh, right. And how often do you eat fast food? Every day, more than once a week, or less than once a week?
Monday to Friday when I'm working, but not usually at the weekends.
And what time of day do you eat fast food?
Well, at work, as I said, at lunchtime. For example, when I go out, I get a hamburger or a sandwich. Sometimes, if I'm going out and I've no time to cook in the evenings, then I'll send out for a pizza.
Oh, right. Do you eat it as a main meal, or do you snack between meals?
No, only as a main meal, lunch or in the evening.
And what do you think of fast food? Which statements do you think are true? Either it's convenient?
Oh, definitely. That's sort of the main reason that I eat it.
Right. How about it tastes good?
Yeah, but not as good as food like in a good restaurant. But it's not bad.
It's good for you?
No. Sort of eating quickly and standing up, it's bad for you. The food isn't very good for you. There's not enough greens.
How about it's an expensive way of eating? What do you think of that?
Oh, yes, it is. But you're paying for the convenience, the speed of it. I certainly think that it's cheaper than cooking your own food.
What about, lastly, it creates litter? Do you think that's true?
Yes, it does. I always put mine in a litter bin, but unfortunately a lot of people don't. But in the packaging, there's a lot of paper involved, and plastic, and sometimes polyesterine.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the dialogue. Complete the survey.
Excuse me, do you mind answering a few questions?
No.
Firstly, do you ever eat fast food?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What kind of fast food do you normally eat?
Burgers, sandwiches, well, sometimes like a pizza or, you know, kebab.
Oh, right. Yeah. And how often do you eat fast food? Every day, more than once a week, or less than once a week?
Monday to Friday when I'm working, every day. But not usually at the weekends.
And what time of day do you eat fast food?
Well, at work, as I said, you know, at lunchtime, sort of go out and get a burger or a sandwich. Sometimes, you know, if I'm going out and I've no time to cook in the evenings, then I'll send out for a pizza.
Oh, right. Do you only eat it as a main meal, or do you snack between meals?
No, only as a main meal, you know, lunch or in the evening.
And what do you think of fast food? Which statements do you think are true? Either it's convenient...
Well, definitely. I mean, that's sort of the main reason that I eat it.
Right. How about it tastes good?
Yeah. Not as good as food like in a good restaurant, but it's not bad.
It's good for you?
No. Sort of eating quickly and standing up, it's sort of bad for you. But the food itself isn't very good for you. There's not enough greens, vegetables or salad.
Mm-hmm. How about it's an expensive way of eating? What do you think of that?
Well, yes, it is. But you're paying for the convenience, you know, the speed of it. I certainly think that it's cheaper than, you know, cooking your own food.
And what about, lastly, it creates litter? Do you think that's true?
Yes, it does. I mean, I always put mine in a litter bin, but unfortunately a lot of people don't. But in the packaging there is a lot of paper involved and plastic and sometimes polystyrene.
Part 4. More about the topic, organic foods. The following report is about organic foods. Supply the missing words while listening.
Americans buy $350,000 million worth of food in a year. About 1% of that money is spent on organic foods. People who buy organic foods often consider them better and safer than non-organic foods. Organic foods are produced as naturally as possible. Man-made chemicals are not used on the crops. Since organic foods often require more farm labor, they usually cost more. Yet, the Organic Trade Association says organic food sales in the United States have increased. This group says sales of organic foods have been increasing between 13% and 28% each year. Organic crops are being grown on small farms operated by families. Some big companies are using part of their land for organic farming. And many private farm cooperatives are joining in organic operations. Successful Farming magazine says producers believe the market is increasing for organic foods. Organic goods used to be limited mostly to small stores, selling only natural foods. But now they can be found in some large food stores, too. Experts say supply is generally keeping up with demand. Business seems to be especially good these days for producers of organic dairy products. Americans are demanding more milk, cheese, butter, and yogurt that do not contain chemicals. Organic meats also are more common. Farmers are raising more cows and chickens with organically grown feed and without antibiotic drugs or chemicals that increase growth. Yet growing crops without chemical fertilizers or insect poisons can be difficult. Harvests often are limited at first. Farms must meet requirements before their crops can be declared organic by a private organization. Chemicals must not have been used on the farm for 3 years. And the same crops cannot be grown in the same soil year after year. Since the organic farming industry is still small, there are also transportation problems. Farmers often must drive their crops farther to be processed or sold than crops normally have to travel. But industry experts say they expect changes as more big food companies recognize the growing demand for organic foods.
Part 5. Memory Test. The British Diet. The following dialogue is about the British diet. Listen carefully and complete the flow diagram, which, when completed, will tell you why the British diet is not good.
Very clear now that Britain has a bad diet. We, after all, we now link diet to heart disease, the development of cancer, obesity, and so on. And Britain, Northern Ireland and Scotland in particular, have the highest heart disease rate in the world. They have one of the highest cancer rates in the world. And this has to mean that our diet is inappropriate for our long-term health.
What is it about our diet which makes it so unhealthy?
Characteristically, it's very high in fat, in sugar, and in salt. But the new ideas that now emerge highlighting the fact that we take in a remarkably low intake of of cereals, of bread, and particularly of vegetables and fruit. We're suddenly seeing vegetables and fruit in a completely different way, and it now seems to be a major protective element in the diet, which we've neglected for